Electric vehicle use is on the rise in Alaska, particularly in Southeast, where many communities rely on renewable hydropower. Electric buses are hitting the streets in Juneau and Tokoe, and states like Washington are exploring electric ferries as a way to save money and reduce carbon footprints. But what about fishing boats?
There really is not much going on in the commercial fishing fleet as far as exploring alternatives to diesel-powered vessels.
That's Linda Bankin, executive director of the Sitka-based Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, or ALFA. For years, the nonprofit has worked to increase the fuel efficiency of Sitka's fishing fleet. The next step is to start converting regular diesel-powered vessels to hybrids.
We want to find a technology that works at a scale that fits for our fleet. So the fleet characteristic of Sitka and Southeast, the community-based fishing fleet.
That's why they applied for the Federal Energy Transitions Initiative Partnership Project, or ETIP. Over the next year, the pilot project will connect 11 remote communities around the country with national experts to help solve their energy issues. Rob Jordan works for the Renewable Energy Alaska Project, one of ETIP's regional partners. He says the program provides technical assistance rather than outright funding for new equipment like solar panels or wind turbines.
The idea here is that you already have the infrastructure in place, or you have plans to put the infrastructure in place. And what we're going to do is put really bright minds to the task of figuring out how to make that work absolutely the best possible way it can.
Jordan says the geographic isolation of many rural Alaska communities mean they can't tie in to regional energy infrastructure. That drives up energy costs and leaves them particularly vulnerable to impacts from natural disasters and climate change.
And so in those places, it's crucially important that we do what we can to develop technologies that are environmentally sensitive, but I think really importantly that they're resilient and that we're not just relying on one or two pieces of technology.
Along with helping ALFA develop a hybrid technology for fishing vessels, the program will also assist the five Alaska communities of Dillingham, Aleknagik, Wainwright, Ussinkee, and Sitka with renewable energy projects and energy efficiency. City of Sitka spokesperson Melissa Henshaw says they'll use community meetings between national experts and local stakeholders to help hone in on the best use of ETIP resources. But a big priority is increasing local hydroelectric capacity without breaking the bank, especially with possible expansions from the Coast Guard and the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium on the horizon.
That will end up consuming a significant amount of the existing hydroelectric generation capacity. So as a result, Sitka's timeline for adding new generation capacity has accelerated from 30 years to more like 5 to 10 years.
And that's important for ALFA's project, too. Increasing Sitka's hydroelectric capacity will ensure that the hybrid fishing boats have access to reliable and affordable power.
By being more able to take advantage of local energy source, it's also a clean energy source that really increases the resiliency of our fleet as well as the bottom line.
Bankin says that eventually ALFA hopes a Sitka business could take on hybrid conversions, and they're even looking further into the future at hydrogen power. But for now, she hopes this pilot project can provide a sustainable model for boats around the region. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Erin McKinstry in Sitka.